David Bush. Website: votebush.ca. Facebook: at David Bush CPC. X: at David Bush CPC. Instagram: at David Bush CPC. Political party: how long have you been a member?
I have been a member of the BC Conservatives for a little over a year.
Do you live in the riding, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to the riding?
I live in Saanich. My wife and I, Dr. Rayala, moved here upon the completion of her residency in cardiology. I know Saanich North and the islands well, having been the federal conservative candidate here in 2019 and 2021. When I am not working, I love cycling the peninsula and running its many trails.
What is your occupation, and for how long?
I have been a lawyer since 2007. Prior to that, I worked as a registered nurse in critical care and in pediatric cardiology. I have also taught nursing at Laurentian University and the University of Alberta, and law at the University of Victoria.
What do you believe is the biggest issue facing your community and why?
While each of the many communities have their own local issues, with the Islands Trust being near the top of the list on the Gulf Islands, the common theme across the riding is our failing healthcare system and the cost of living. Our healthcare system has been crumbling for decades and the situation is now critical. It has been 7 years and the NDP's failed policies have not been able to turn it around. Sadly, the only thing that is cheaper is Dilaudid, which is far too easily accessible in our school system for apparently $1 per pill.
What actions or efforts have you taken to learn the concerns of your constituents?
I have knocked on over 20,000 doors on the peninsula and Gulf Islands over the last 6 years, hearing directly from our neighbors, manned the conservative tent at the Saanich Fair, volunteered at the Rotary Sugar Shack. That said, perhaps my favorite was the free legal clinic I ran at the Shoal Center in Sydney, where I was able to hear about and help resolve issues affecting many of Sydney's residents.
What do you want to see improved in British Columbia in 4, 8 and 20 years?
Our health care system has been declining for decades. It will take time to fix. In 4 years, I would like to see the structures in place for our health care system to begin improving. Within 8 years, having a family physicians for every patient, the end of wait lists for diagnostic and surgical procedures all being done sooner than the recommended time frames, as well as series of balanced budgets. Within 20 years, I would like to see our deficit gone, and the interest payments savings being reinvested in our social programs.
How would you go about addressing contentious issues within your riding?
The same way I served my patients as a nurse, and my clients as a lawyer, by addressing the issue head-on, being open, honest, and transparent in my communications. First, by listening to all sides of the issue, researching the facts, and confirming the evidence. Formulating possible outcomes and discussing them with the affected stakeholders. Then proceeding with what appears to be the best path, remembering to take time to reassess and look for possible unintended, unexpected consequences, and being ready to reconsider the plan if we see unexpected collateral problems.
Would you vote against your party and leader if it were best for your constituents?
Yes, I have had to stand alone before and will do so again when necessary. As a nursing student, I had to stand up against the floor nurses to advocate for my patient, a teenage mother suspected of abusing her infant. I understood by listening and observing her interactions was that it was not the mother, but rather the boyfriend, father, who was the threat. My actions prevented a child from being taken from his mother, allowed social services to protect both the mother and the infant from further harm, and earned the respect of the floor staff.
Why do you think you are qualified to do this job?
My ability to communicate, both in listening and debating, and my ability to focus under stress have served me, my patients and my clients well. I look forward to using these skills to serve the voters of Saanich North and the Islands.
I hold a BSc in biochemistry and nursing. As a RN, I worked in critical care, pediatric cardiology, and have instructed nursing for 2 universities. I also have a JD in law, and as a lawyer represented clients in court from small claims to the Court of Appeal, as well as taught law for the University of Victoria.
Why are you running? What's your motivation? Simple, my two boys. Like all parents, I want my boys to be able to purchase a home and raise a family in our community. No family should have to see their loved ones pack up and leave BC because it simply isn't affordable. This isn't healthy for families. We need to get BC back on track. About Saanich North and the Islands. Saanich North and the Islands has a varied political past, electing MLAs from three different parties within the space of three elections. The BC Liberals controlled the riding for 22 years, until the NDP won it in 2013 in an extremely close race. 4 years later, Green candidate Adam Olson won by a comfortable 4,000 votes. He stretched that gap to almost 8,000 in 2020, capturing almost 52% of the vote. But the political landscape has changed. The BC Liberals are gone, and Olson isn't running for re-election. The candidates in Saanich North and the Islands. The candidates in this election are the Green Party's Rob Botterell, a retired lawyer and negotiator. Conservative David Bush, a lawyer and former nurse who has also run federally. Independent candidate Amy Haysom, a small business owner. New Democrat Sarah Riddell, who's worked as a civil servant. See the full list of Vancouver Island candidates here. We are posting the candidate questionnaires riding by riding. About the profiles, we asked readers what they wanted to ask candidates and used those answers to help shape our election coverage, including candidate questionnaires. The answers are presented as submitted by the candidates, edited only for length if they exceeded the word limit they were given. We did not correct grammar, spelling or typos. See an error or something that needs to be changed? You can report it to election@timescolonist.com or use the report a typo link below.